things possess: survival instinct. Just as humans have that innate drive for preservation, so do the plants that end up on our dinner plates. And just as we have survival techniques against our enemies, plants do as well. And yes, you guessed it, we are one of their enemies, because we eat them. In this way, the plant kingdom has always been in contention with the animal kingdom. There are plants, and there are plants. While we've been told so long that vegetables and fruits are our friends, you might actually want to be careful on that. Some plant constituents, such as gluten, do more harm than good to the body. But despite all the fuss about gluten, they're only one kind of lectins, a protein that is extensively discussed in this plant irony. This book presents a more thorough perspective on the peculiarities of plants and how these so-called good foods sometimes cause us to add unhealthy weight and develop chronic illnesses. Far from it. This is not about dissuading you from eating plants and vegetables. On the contrary, this is about eating the right plants and eating them the right way. In the prey-predator dynamic, it would appear the scales